From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he's prepared to deploy the military to the border with Mexico to assist local officials as they grapple with the flow of illegal immigrants from Latin America.
We are going to be doing some things. I've been speaking with General Mattis. We're going to be doing things militarily. Until we can have a wall and proper security, we're going to be guarding our border with the military.
The White House indicated the strategy includes mobilizing National Guard units. Mr. Trump decried weak U.S. immigration laws that apprehend people crossing the border illegally and then releasing them for a future court date. He called for stronger laws. At a meeting with heads of the Baltic states, he also said a caravan of hundreds of mostly Honduran asylum seekers had been largely broken up by Mexico. He called on Mexico and Central America to do more.
But I told Mexico very strongly, you're going to have to do something about these caravans that are coming up. And I just noticed that the caravan now, which is toward the middle of Mexico, coming up from Honduras, is breaking up very rapidly. That's because Mexico has very strong immigration laws, as we should have.
Mr. Trump lamented such caravans, calling it sad for both the would-be immigrants and for the citizens of the U.S. In Central Africa Republic, one U.N. peacekeeper was killed, 11 others wounded, in an early Tuesday attack on a U.N. base in Tagbara, northeast of the capital, Bangui. Stefan Dujarric is a U.N. spokesman.
The United Nations mission has deployed reinforcements in Tagbara. The Secretary General extends his condolences to the family of the fallen peacekeepers and wishes a speedy recovery to those injured.
The UN said more than 20 of the anti-Balaka militia fighters engaged in the attack were killed. UN peacekeepers also discovered the bodies of 21 civilians found in a church. The cause of their deaths uncertain. This is VOA News. President Trump Tuesday said it's time to pull U.S. troops out of Syria.
Our primary mission in terms of that was getting rid of ISIS. We've almost completed that task, and we'll be making a decision very quickly in coordination with others in the area.
The U.S. has about 2,000 troops on the ground in Syria, including special operations forces advising Kurdish militia fighting Islamic State. It has also employed an air campaign against IS targets. James Jeffrey, former diplomat and distinguished fellow at the Washington Institute for Near East Policy, said IS is on the ropes.
What we have left in Syria is a few patches of ISIS. In our area, to the east of the Euphrates, there's about 2,000 ISIS people along the Iraqi border. It includes some of their leadership.
He said the larger U.S. mission now is containing Russia, Iran, and the Syrian regime. That, he said, will require a longer-term military, political, and economic strategy. Russia's President Vladimir Putin said he hopes a planned meeting of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Wednesday will clear up allegations of Russian involvement in the last month poisoning of a former Russian double agent in Britain. Speaking in Turkey, Mr. Putin said British authorities may need up to 2 months to complete their investigation, and the origin of the nerve agent used March 4th against Sergei Skripal remains undetermined. He says that is bewildering, involving what he called an anti-Russia campaign. The case has resulted in the expulsion of dozens of Russian diplomats. Houthi rebels in Yemen hit a Saudi oil tanker off the main port city of Hodeidah Tuesday with a missile in apparent retaliation for Monday's airstrike on the city that killed several civilians. Saudi media said the vessel sustained only slight damage. In Geneva, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed for a political settlement to end the three-year conflict that's left millions aid-dependent.
Nearly half of all children aged between 6 months and 5 years old are chronically malnourished and suffer from stunting, which causes development delays and reduced ability to learn throughout their entire lives.
But he said he's optimistic about the prospect of an effective inter-Yemen dialogue leading to peace. The rights group Amnesty International said villagers in central Mali discovered the bodies of 6 people in a mass grave who had been arrested by the military. The rights group said it's evidence of an army campaign against sympathizers of jihadist groups. The 3 major U.S. stock indices rebounded from sharp losses sustained Monday, the benchmark Dow Jones gaining nearly 400 points to 24,033. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the assassination of American civil rights leader, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who was gunned down by assassin James Earl Ray while on a balcony of the Lorraine Hotel in Memphis, Tennessee, April 4, 1968. King was 39. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.